This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today's the day.
Donald Trump's fixer-turned-foe Michael Cohen expected to offer jurors in his hush money case an insider's view of the dealings at the heart of the prosecution's case. Back in 2016, when Cohen was Trump's lawyer, he paid Stormy Daniels $130,000 to stay quiet about an alleged sexual encounter, which the former president paid back to Cohen, considered hush money by prosecutors. The former president repeatedly denying it all, and on Friday after court,
he was a lawyer, not a fixer, he was a lawyer.
Julie Walker, New York.
And in another closely watched trial, jury selection begins today in the trial of Senator Bob Menendez, a Democrat charged with accepting bribes. The U.S. thinks Israel should get out of Gaza. Those are the words of Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
It remains our view that the fastest way to get to a ceasefire, the fastest way to get hostages home, is through an agreement. And we're determined every single day to pursue that. And to try to get it to happen.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken. He was on NBC's Meet the Press. In South Africa, a week after an apartment building under construction collapsed, 24 workers are known dead. 28 others are still missing. And over the weekend, they found one worker still alive after 6 days without food and water. Rescue teams are still searching for any survivors. Zhang Zhan was supposed to be released from prison in China today. She is the Chinese citizen journalist who served 4 years in prison for reporting on the early days of the COVID pandemic in Wuhan. But activists don't know where she is now, and they're concerned. A curator at the American Museum of Natural History in Turkey is being detained there, accused of trying to smuggle spider and scorpion samples out of the country. This is AP News. Is inflation squeezing you?
The government will release April's inflation report this Wednesday. Economists are forecasting it will show inflation has declined 0.1% from March to about 3.4%. Inflation has been inching up since January after declining sharply last year, raising concerns about stalled progress. Analysts say part of the issue may be that Americans are spending less than 10% of their after-tax income servicing debt. Millions of Americans refinanced when rates were low and therefore feel little impact from Fed rate hikes. Economist Gennady Goldberg with TD Securities says the average rate for a new 30-year mortgage is nearly 7.1%, but the average rate on all outstanding mortgages is just 3.8%, the highest gap since the 1980s. Neil Kashkari, president of the Federal Reserve's Minneapolis branch, says the most likely scenario is that rates stay put for an extended period of time. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.